It's Tuesday, October 31st, 2017, and welcome to Tech Talk for Teachers. I'm Tom Grissom. Welcome to Tech Talk for Teachers, the show about teaching and learning with technology. And today we have an abbreviated Halloween show for you. It's Halloween here in the United States, so many people will be leaving work a little bit early this evening to take care of the ghosts and goblins for the trick-or-treaters, for those of you that have children old enough to do that, or young enough to do that, I guess. Today, a couple of things that I want to make sure that I cover. As I said, this is going to be an abbreviated edition, but this is time-sensitive material, so you need to act whenever you hear this podcast if you're interested in attending one of the premier OneNote conferences that's available out there. Next week, from November 7th to November 13th, 2017, the free Learn OneNote conference is going on. Now, this is organized by Jared DeCamp, a OneNote enthusiast, and he's invited, I think, 25-plus world-class experts to participate in this year's conference. I did participate last year in the exhibit area, and this year I am going to be doing a presentation about presenting wirelessly with OneNote in a Surface Pro tablet. So I've got that coming up. So I've been busily preparing that session. So that is going to be released on Thursday, November 9th. So this is coming up next week. Let me just cover just a couple of things. As I said, this is time sensitive, and it is free during the week of the conference. So in order to get your free event access pass, you need to go to learnonconference.com. learnonconference.com. You'll see a big blue button there that says Get Free Event Access. Sign up with your email and your name, and that will get you, Jared will be sending you a link that will provide access to the videos. This is 100% online conference, so there's no travel involved, you know, trying to take away some of the pain points out there. No travel involved. There's no registration fee. It's 100% free. And there are many, many great presenters at this conference. So there's something out there, a little bit of something for everyone. This time, it's broken down into two tracks. There's a business productivity track and an education track. However, don't let that stop you. There's a lot of crossover between those two categories. And I already see several presentations I want to look at in the business productivity track, because OneNote's OneNote after all, whether you're using it as a productivity tool or an instructional tool. So there, and vice versa, there's a lot of things I see in the education track that will be of value to business users out there as well. So as I said, time sensitive, get out there as soon as you hear this podcast and go out to learnonconference.com, get your free event access pass, and that will register. And this is kind of set up as an online conference, and Jared has the agenda. If you go to learnonconference.com, scroll down a little bit, you'll see the agenda. And every day he kind of has staged out there different speakers released at a different time. So it kind of gives you that feel for a conference. Just want to make sure, I'm just out here at the website, so let me just read this verbatim for what Jared has on his website. Free for a limited time if you take action before the event is over. So this online event is organized in a way to allow the most amount of people as possible to participate for free. This means that all of the conference videos and transcripts are available for free viewing during the week of the event. But you will have to act now to get this free access so I can send you the links to each presentation. After the conference is over, only paid members will continue to enjoy the content. You will have a chance to upgrade after you register. So as I said, time sensitive out there. If you want the free access, you need to do this now so you can hold a place in line for the conference. The first day starts at 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and The Power of the Ones, Using OneNote with OneDrive, by Scott Kinsella. He's going to kick off the conference this time, and as I said, there's an agenda out there for every day, so go down and take a look and look at the descriptions and see if you find something that catches your interest, and make sure you go out there, and you'll be getting those links via email, and make sure you make some time to view whatever it is that you would like to learn more about. My presentation, as I said, is going to be on day three of the conference, which is Thursday, November 9th, and the title is Presenting Wirelessly with OneNote and a Surface Pro Tablet. I'll be sharing what we've learned over the last 4.5 years of presenting wirelessly with Miracast. And from an educational perspective, although mine, I believe, is in the business track, but you know, how you project your screen from the Surface Pro tablet up to a HDTV or large screen projector. And there's a lot of tips and tricks and probably a couple surprises where I talk about the power of the pen and how I've been recently using Cortana to kind of integrate into my OneNote note-taking flow. So be sure and check that out. And as I said, 25 plus, I think we're actually, Jared's got over 30 people as presenters now. And these are people that kind of live and breathe OneNote. They are world-class experts. And, you know, for many of these friends I follow on Twitter and online, and just an excellent, excellent representation. And if you're an EIU student or faculty member, there's going to be something for everyone. So since it's free, 100% online, you can listen or watch at your convenience. You know, there's really no excuse not to participate in this year's conference. So make sure you do that. That's thing number one. Thing two that I want to mention today is my technology pick of the week. And for my tech pick this week, I recently purchased a smartwatch, a fitness tracker. And this is a recommendation from Brian Poulter, who is regularly on the Tech Talk for Teachers show. And he had recommended this little fitness tracker for me. And it's from a company called Huawei. It's spelled H-U-A-W-E-I, but it's pronounced Huawei, I believe. And it's called the Fit Watch. And this will go out and track the number of steps that you take during the day. It will measure your heartbeat and also monitor sleeping patterns. It has a Bluetooth connection to a smartphone. So essentially, it's a data tracker for your fitness needs. Now, what attracted me to this is the ability to go out there and sync up with my smartphone. And there's a separate app available that allows you to go out and look at charts and graphs and see trends and things over time. And that's just something, you know, that I would like to keep track of and maybe promote a little bit, you know, better fitness for myself. And then also in tying this for teaching and learning, I'm always fascinated at these dashboards and things. And there's a lot of learning analytics that are going on, particularly in online learning, where, you know, there's a lot of data points and things collected. However, humans are very complex creatures, and it's not simply, you know, just collecting data points and things. So it's a little bit more challenging, and I think probably rightly should be, as well as perhaps some of the ethics and things involved with, you know, collecting data and things about students. So it's a field out there that many are exploring as this big data and learning analytic, you know, are become more popular. Particularly within higher education, although the online education movement is moving down to high schools and possibly, you know, even lower grades with the online learning. However, you know, I just kind of always throw out that cautionary note, being able to, just because we can, should we be collecting all of this data, and particularly, you know, how it's going to be used or, you know, abused. So that's always something that we need to be concerned about. So that's it. My technology pick of the week is the Huawei Fit Watch. And next time I'll have Brian on here, we'll probably compare notes and explain a little bit further how we're using this. And Brian's interesting because he's always looking for the latest technology out there. So I'll be learning a little bit more about this Huawei Fit Watch in the coming month. So that's it for episode 206 of Tech Talk for Teachers. Show notes for this episode and archived episodes are available on the web at the EIU ITC website at eiu.edu/ITC. To leave a comment or suggestion, please send an email to techtalk@eiu.edu or leave a comment on our Tech Talk for Teachers blog. Until next time, I'm Tom Grissom. Keep on learning.